USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. It could come down to the wire if President Trump is impeached. Unless all 100 senators agree to unanimous consent to bring the Senate back from recess, the soonest the Senate could receive articles of impeachment from the House would be the day before the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell sent a memo to Senate Republicans late Friday outlining a possible timeline for impeachment. President Trump's Twitter account was deleted, and then his tweets were deleted from the official government account. Twitter issued a permanent ban on Friday, saying letting Trump remain on the social media platform would further risk incitement of violence. The president denounced Twitter as an enemy of free speech and says he and his supporters may start their own platform. A U.S. district judge blocked the Trump's administration's sweeping new rules affecting foreigners seeking asylum in the U.S. The ruling comes just days before the changes were set to take effect on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.